The Smile of Health present It's Time to Smile with Cary Grant, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Bonzell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
The kids all call him Johnny Zero. In school, they always used to say,
Johnny got a zero today.
The kids all laughed at Johnny Zero, and they would tease him when they'd play.
Johnny couldn't
concentrate on studies. His mind was always in the sky. When he grew up, he left his buddies, and Johnny learned how to fly. Now they still call him Johnny Zero, and all the pilots proudly say, Johnny got a zero, he got another zero. Johnny got a zero, hooray!
Johnny Zero is a hero today!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Harry.
What?
I should never have announced that Cary Grant is coming on the program tonight. There were hundreds of girls jammed around the front of the studio, and what trouble I had pushing and squeezing to get in the main entrance.
Well, why didn't you come through the side entrance?
What, and miss all that trouble? Tell me honestly, don't I look wonderful? Don't I look wonderful, Harry?
Yeah,
Harry, well, do I look good? Harry?
But look, Eddie, let's not kid ourselves. You're no glamour boy, you know.
Is that so? Then how come two of the girls in front of the studio mistook me for Cary Grant? How come?
They mistook you for Cary Grant?
Yes, when I walked by, they yelled, Cary, Cary.
Well, what did you do?
I let him carry me. What did I do? I'm not as young as I used to be, but Harry, believe me, I'm just as popular as that Grant guy. Believe me,
you
Harry.
Are.
As a matter of fact, I've been told that women dream about me, Harry.
No.
They do, Harry.
Women dream about you? And...
Yeah, yeah.
Well...
They do, yes.
No wonder they look like that when they get up in the morning.
Harry.
No, Eddie, now listen, you take a fellow like Grant.
Harry Grant, why do the women make such a fuss over him? What has he got, Harry?
He has a handsome face.
Yes.
He has a wonderful physique.
Yes.
Sparkling personality.
So what? What about me? What have I got? Oh, think, Harry, I must have something.
Let's see. Shall I start with your face, Eddie?
No, that's my finish. Look, Harry, let's... Start anyway. Start with my ankles. Harry, ask yourself, has Cary got such a glamorous pair of ankles? It's a pity to hide them in these socks, really. My ankles deserve sweaters. But even without them, I'm prettier than Grant. Forget my ankles.
All right. Now, how about your hips?
Skip my hips.
Your chest?
Drop my chest.
It's already dropped.
Yeah, never mind. All right, Harry. Well, tell me, what is left of my beauty?
Well, there's an Adam's apple and a pair of tan shoes, is all I can say.
Why should you say those things?
Well, listen, Eddie, how can you compare yourself to a 6-foot Adonis like Cary?
Listen, he's not so much taller than me. Why, Cary sold me a suit of his own suit, Cary Grant.
Did?
And without alteration, I'm able to wear it. Of course, I feel a little silly when somebody asks me for a cigarette.
Well, what's that got to do with
it? I have to stand up in a chair to put my hands in my pants pocket.
You mean the trousers are that high?
High. Every time I want to sneeze, I have to pull them down.
Well, listen, with Cary Grant coming over, the least you could have done was to get some new clothes.
I did have. You just can't see them, that's all. What I bought, you can't... I'm wearing something special that was made in Russia. Gorilla shorts.
I don't know. Gorilla shorts?
Yeah, they keep creeping up on you, Harry. Look, she's showing Chip.
Eddie, you spent the weekend at Carrie's house, didn't you?
Yes, and Harry, I've never seen such a fancy house as he has.
Really?
You know that he's got a grand piano, Harry? He's got a grand piano.
Well, what's so fancy about a grand piano?
The legs are wearing nylons.
Oh, Eddie, what a joke.
Well, what do you expect? My writers were inducted and their draft board is sending me jokes. Harry! Harry, where are you going to get good jokes these days?
What's that?
Come in. Yes?
Have you heard the one about the moron who saluted every Frigidaire in the army camp?
The moron who saluted every Frigidaire in the army camp?
Yes, he heard one of them was General Electric.
Where were we, Harry?
Well, we were talking about Cary Grant's house.
Oh, yeah, well, Harry, he's got the most elaborate radio with a shortwave attachment.
Oh.
I stayed up late the other night and tuned in on one of those Axis propaganda broadcasts from Berlin. I'll give you an idea what it sounded like. Take it away, Berlin. The Democratic Union for the Sachs of the Flüchtlinge of Mürkenschiffro. Well, let's go to press. The reason for all the bombings of Germany this week was the result of the Churchill-Roosevelt fireside chat. They're having the chat and we are having the files. A communique from Berchtesgaden regarding the Tunisian campaign, our beloved Führer has this to say, quote, "The loss of Africa means nothing. I must be firm. It means absolutely nothing. I must be honest. It means nothing. It means nothing. I must be nuts," unquote. Last, the Fuhrer wishes us to announce that we are planning a new war loan. If anybody wants this war, we would be glad to loan it to them. Marshal Rommel has something to say about the loss of Africa. The next voice you hear will be that of Marshal Rommel. Listen. Thank you.
Hiya, Mr. Cantor.
Well, shut my mouth. It's Dinah Shore.
Gosh, I'm worried, Mr. Cantor. I got all my meat ration points together and invited Cary Grant over to my house for dinner.
Well, what's worrying you?
How do you stuff an 8-ounce roast?
Dinah, you're serving a little 8-ounce roast for you and Cary? Why, I could stick a roast like that in my eye.
In your eye, you could stick a turkey. But all I got is 4 points. Gee, if you are able to buy a big roast, what happens? You cook it and all the fat goes to waste.
Well, Dinah, the fat shouldn't go to waste. It should be saved. Remember, we're at war, and practically all of the glycerine needed for vital war materials must come from fats and grease saved in the nation's kitchens. It's very serious.
Are all countries faced with the same problem?
No, not all of them. Take Germany, for instance. All the Nazis have to do is to melt down Goering, and they've got enough fat for the duration. But over here, every drop of fat and grease is needed. Now, pour it into a clean can, take it to your meat dealer, and it will be converted into powerful explosives within 3 weeks. Think of it, Dinah. Do your part in the kitchen, and next month you might be mentioned in a communique.
A communique?
Yes. Might go like this. The American Air Force bombed Japan with the fats from Dinah Shore's frying pan. 1 million Japs were blown to pieces. If you want 1 million more, save your greases. And now, lovely Dinah Shore sings You'll Never Know, one of the leading songs from... Come in. You again?
Did you hear the one about the moron who dropped a cow off of a cliff?
No.
He wanted to see the Jersey bounce.
Sing, Dinah.
Never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. I speak your name in my every prayer. that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
You'll never know just how much I miss you.
Darling, you'll never, never know. I speak your name with my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you
to set you straight on one thing. You know, of course, I was kidding about all these girls coming to see Cary Grant. They're really here to see me, because the other thing was
You?
Yes. Yeah, so you must remember this face of mine is something to see. After all, it's as familiar as the map of this country, Harry. You know.
Yes.
What is the laughing for, please?
You're beginning to sag there around the Gulf of Mexico.
A wise guy with his... I suppose you're going to tell me that these girls are here to see you.
Oh,
they're all your fans, huh?
No. My fans are mothers, especially mothers with very small boys and girls.
How do you know that, Harry?
From letters I've received from some mothers lately.
Letters?
Yes. Very friendly letters commenting on something I said.
What was that you said, Harry?
Well, that all mothers today deserve a unanimous vote of thanks for doing some important soldiering on the home front. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, next to the family physician, a mother is the most important person in guarding the health of her family. That's why it's to every mother's interest to know about the best things for the health and well-being of her family. For instance, how to take intelligent care of teeth and gums. And a splendid way to do that is to visit your dentist faithfully, and in between visits, regularly use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. Because Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help keep gums firm and healthy. That's why so many dentists recommend this easy, healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Do that faithfully, ladies and gentlemen, to help yourself to healthier gums and more sparkling teeth. To a smile of beauty with Ipana and massage.
Thank you, Cookie. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest with me tonight, a truly great actor, a fine, distinguished gentleman, whose visit makes me sort of realize how Mr. Roosevelt must feel when Churchill drops him for tea. Our tall, dark, and handsome Adonis of the cinema has just returned from a long tour of American Army camps throughout the country, where he did a great job entertaining our men. Here he is, Cary Grant. Oh, just look at this guy, will you? 195 pounds of solid man. Lady, put away your ration book. You can't take them home no matter how many points you got. Harry, it's a pleasure to see you.
Well, thanks, Eddie. And it's wonderful being here with you. You know, lots of people think you're radio's best actor, funniest comedian, and most talented star. See, I told you I could read that without laughing.
I can't kick that hard. You know, Harry, besides Army bases, I also visited WAC camp.
Oh, yeah?
And I was very popular. Especially with those girl buglers. They love to play for me.
Go on, they did?
They must have. Every time I walked by, one girl said to the other, "Here comes Candle, let's blow." You know, Carrie, some of those whack cams don't use a bugle anymore.
No bugle? Well, how do they get the girls up in the morning?
Captain, you yell, "Cary Grant's here, girls, come and get him." Say, Carrie, you know, you played so many army camps lately and met so many high officials. Maybe you can give me some information.
Sure.
Why is it that the RAF and American planes have bombed every place in Germany except Berchtesgaden?
Oh, Eddie, don't you know?
Oh, what?
Why, that's where Roosevelt and Churchill are holding their next meeting.
Harry, you know, I just noticed how tall you are. Gosh, I imagine you have a lot of trouble doing love scenes with a short leading lady, huh?
Well, I'll tell you. For me to kiss a movie star comfortably, she's got to be about 6 feet tall.
Then we ought to team up.
Why, how do you mean?
While you're kissing the skyscraper girls, I'll take care of the basement trays. You know what I mean?
Won't be necessary. I finally found a way to kiss those little gamma girls without bending over.
How do you do it?
I tie them to a yo-yo and kiss them on the upswing.
Are you sure you don't need my help?
All right, if I must. Come out to the studio tomorrow, and if the gamma girls are too short, you can help me.
You want me to kiss them?
No, you boost them up.
Low man again. Look, Carrie, maybe you can give me a few tips on how to appeal to the ladies. I'd like to know from you.
Sure, Eddie, sure. Just play hard to get. Now, if, I say if.
Yes?
If Hedy Lamarr puts her arms around you and wants you to kiss her, ignore her. That'll drive her crazy.
Yeah, it'll drive her crazy, huh? How do I keep from going nuts? You know, Carrie, I'm just thinking, all these jokes about kissing girls strikes me funny.
Why, what do you mean?
The writer writes them, I read them, and a guy like you gets them. You know, Carrie, I was once young and attractive.
Well, when was that? Before your reincarnation?
Wait, what did it say? Oh, are you insinuating that I died and came back again?
Have you got a better excuse?
Carrie, I've got a good mind to tell my family. Oh. Come in. He's in again.
Did you hear the one about the moron whose mother has been knitting him three socks at a time?
Why has she been knitting him three socks at a time?
Since he joined the army, he's grown another foot.
See the kind of screwballs that bother me? I bet you never had that trouble, do you, Carrie?
Well, every once in a while I get a silly fan letter. Here's one I got from a woman this morning.
You got it right here? Well, read it. We'd like to hear it.
Okay, if you say so.
Go ahead.
There's, Dear Carrie, I see you in all your pictures, and I keep thinking how I would love to elope with you. There's only one thing wrong. I've got a husband.
Oh.
But you're the one I dream of. Every night I stay awake thinking of you.
How do you like that? Poor husband probably knocks himself out working two shifts at Lockheed. He comes home, and what happens? She stays awake on his time.
There's, believe me, Carrie, as soon as my husband leaves for work, I run off quickly to see your pictures. And I stay so long in the movies, I never get home in time to cook dinner.
Oh, that's fine. The wife gets stuck on you in hot love scenes, the husband gets stuck with cold cuts. Beautiful. Go ahead.
I keep taking him to movies and telling him he's got to learn how to make love like you and Tyrone Power. But when he kisses me, it's still Abbott and Costello.
Oh, the poor jerk.
That's all for now. All my love, signed, Ida.
That's my wife. Then I'm the jerk.
I'll do, you'll do.
Oh, Carrie, you're fooling. I know you don't mean any more to Ida than the man in the... Wait a minute, that's me. Hello, this is Eddie Cantor.
This is Ida. Let me talk to him.
Him?
That's me, Eddie. I'll take it. Hello, Ida.
Oh, Carrie. For weeks you've been promising to tell me. You must tell me now. You must.
Well, I couldn't not hear.
Oh, please. It's all right. No one will know.
Yeah, but in front of Eddie.
Go ahead. I won't know, remember? I'm a jerk.
How do you do?
Oh, quiet.
Carrie, I can't wait any longer. You've been promising to tell me for so long.
But, Ida, I...
Go on, please. Say it.
Well, okay. Now, listen carefully. You take two cups of flour and beat up the whites of three eggs and a spoonful of cinnamon, a little vanilla, and chocolate sauce. I think Eddie would like it that way.
Oh, Eddie, he's such a sweet man.
After cooking in a moderate oven for 10 minutes, leave it on the table with a cup of coffee for Eddie.
Yes?
Then meet me at the Brown Derby. We'll have dinner together.
Oh, you were fooling, Carrie. I happen to know that my wife is not on the phone. She's here in the audience tonight. And you mean nothing to her. That's Ida. That's Ida in the fifth row. That Carrie. I wonder if you'd say hello to her. Will you say hello to her out
there?
Sure.
Hello, Ida.
Carry her out, boys. Carry her out. Take her out, fellas. What is the strange power that you've got over women that makes... Come in. Here we go again.
Did you hear about the moron who spent all day wandering through a lumber yard?
No. Why did he wander through a lumber yard?
He wanted to see what a draft board looked like. One moment, Jasmine. Did you guess what I have concealed in the palm of my hand?
In the palm of your hand? Let me see. The Golden Gate Bridge?
No.
The Hollywood Bowl?
Now?
I got it. The Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra.
Yes. But who's conducting?
Now when you get out, please get out.
Just a moment, please, please. Did you hear about the moron?
Yeah, wait, just wait a minute. Who is this moron?
Me.
I wonder who that guy is.
Don't you know him, Eddie? He's my friend, Don Barkley. Remember, he was one of the big stars with Big Bell.
Well, of course, Don Barkley, the Follies of 1970. Gosh, Kerry, I'll never forget Don Barkley and all the people in that show. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, what a thrill it must have been to see your name on the marquee, all lit up in front of the theater.
Yes, and I'd walk around to the stage and see W.C. Fields all lit up in back of the theater. Oh, it was beautiful. Yes, Harry, those were the good old days.
Yeah, you bet they were. You know, Eddie, I came home from my job one night in Coney Island just in time to see you in the New Amsterdam Theater, prancing up and down the stage, singing.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, chasing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry?
Oh, Master.
What is it, Cookie Fairchild?
You know what my fiddle player Sam just said?
No.
He said Mr. Cary Grant has gone around in a complete circle.
Complete circle?
Yeah. Sam says Mr. Grant started his career in Coney Island, worked with corny honky-tonk entertainers, then he became famous in the movies, and now he's right back where he started, working with you.
Tell Sam he's fired. Will you tell him, too?
Sam also said, at least Mr. Grant is only here this week. But the rest of us aren't doing so good. We're here every week.
I'll kill that, Sam. But before I do, you tell him he's wrong. I know at least one person on this program who does plenty of good.
Who?
Well, Harry Von Zell. That's who. He does plenty of good each week for all of our listeners when he suggests how they can feel better faster.
Thank you, Eddie. And ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hope many of you have benefited by remembering this simple truth. When you wake up in the morning feeling dull and headachy due to the need of a laxative, you will feel better faster if you'll take Sal Hepatica right away. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So there's no need to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning. No need to go on feeling miserable all day. It's a good thing to know this about Sal Hepatica, too.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. Then any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Oh, Cary, Cary Grant.
Yes, dear?
What?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Dinah.
Yeah, listen, I just got a call from the War Department. They said your tour of American Army camps was so successful, the chairman of the Overseas Entertainment Committee wants you to go abroad with him.
What, you mean the chairman of the Overseas Entertainment Committee? Who is he?
Who?
Who?
How do you do?
Russian, what's this about you being the head of the Overseas Entertainment Committee?
It's true, it's true. Cary, my boy, how would you like to come to Russia to entertain the soldiers?
Well, I'd be glad to, but after entertaining all the boys, how would I get out of Russia?
Just follow the Germans.
Hey, Russian, tell me, what sort of show did you have in mind?
Very romantic.
Yeah?
Yes. Wonderful. You see... At the opening, I come out and sing. I left my heart at the Moscow canteen.
You left your heart at the Moscow canteen?
Should have left my face, huh?
What does Cary do? Tell us what he's...
Cary Grant, you will entertain the soldiers. Then the Russian girls will entertain you. Then I will entertain the Russian girls.
Then what happens?
Who crossed out the next line?
Russian, tell me.
You
wonder who crossed it out. Tell me, have you had any experience in the Soviet theater?
Oodles. My dear citizen,
yeah.
I was Russia's greatest motion picture star. I will never forget my last picture.
What was the title?
Hop Along, Molotov, and Dead Man's Ghost.
Who produced it?
Me. Yeah. In Russia, I wrote, acted, produced, and directed my own picture.
Really? Who was your cameraman?
You gotta have a camera.
Of course. Stop stalling, Russian. We want to know exactly, before I permit Cary Grant to go, we must know, what does he do in your show?
The greatest role of his career.
Yes.
He comes out wearing part of my Cossack costume.
Yes.
I'm wearing the coat, and Cary is wearing the trousers. That's very funny, very funny.
Cary is wearing your trousers?
Yes.
What's so funny about it?
Grant in my pants.
Around, Cary. I have a message for you in just a minute. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, we introduced on this program a brand new song, In My Arms. We've had so many requests that tonight we repeat it with some new words. Cookie, if you please. In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms? In my arms, in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms? Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I'll be heading for the very thick of the fight. You can wine and dine and cigarette me, but if you really want to get me, give me a girl in my arms tonight.
In my arms, in my arms.
Ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms?
In my arms, in my arms.
Ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms?
Comes the dawn, you'll be gone.
And though I don't wanna seem a bit impolite, all those magazines could not be greater, but I can do my reading later.
Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
Cary Grant, we appreciate your coming here tonight. We really do. And on behalf of our men in service everywhere, those that you and Don Barkley have entertained, thanks. Good luck to both of you on your new tour.
Thank you, Eddie. And good night, everybody.
Did you hear about the moron?
Oh, get out of here, Don Barkley. Go on. Our guest stars in the coming weeks will be Mary Boland, Rochester, Joey Brown, and Mickey Rooney. And in the meantime, remember,
I love to spend each Wednesday with you.
Good night.